Good day to you. With the recent news of Australian journalist Peter Grester's release from an Egyptian prison, it must sheet home to us what a privilege freedom and freedom of speech is. Peter Grester was tried and found guilty of crimes relating to sedition in that primitive country. Egypt is the place where a small handful of powerful enclaves control and own everything, and where more than 30% of the population live well below the poverty line. Down through the ages, it's been a place of revolution and violence, and where in 628 AD, Muhammad rolled into town and announced to the King of Egypt, and I quote, "I invite you to accept Islam. Allah the Sublime shall reward you doubly, but if you refuse to do so, you will bear the burden of the transgression of all the Coptics." End quote. So Islam was violently installed over a pharaonic system, and the rest is history. In Egypt today, a woman's testimony is worth half that of a man, and apart from having to wear the primitive covering men demand, they still cannot legally drive a car. Rape is used as a weapon, and violence is rife. Women must be given permission by a man to work, open a bank account, or to travel. It surely won't surprise the listener to learn Egypt is run on Islam's infamous Sharia and their primeval blasphemy laws. So into this little cesspool steps Peter Grester, international reporter, and soon he's in jail on trumped-up charges dished out by the Islamic court. Clearly, no freedom of speech there. And now to Tasmania, and the people have just stared down the Conservative government in an attempt to alter the law to allow corporations to prosecute individuals for defamation. However, due to public pressure, they wisely reneged. The idea behind this was to allow logging companies to prosecute people for claims made when demonstrating against forest demolition and environmental vandalism. It was defeated by the people because it would fundamentally legislate against freedom of speech. So Tasmania has a government with a predisposition to effectively censor the voice of the people, and that's not on. Couple these two examples, and it's clear that given the opportunity, liberty and free speech are easily taken from us. In Australian courts, justice is so expensive, it's beyond the reach of most Australians, and so we regularly see people bankrupt trying to defend themselves. Here we have justice denied, which is also the loss of freedom. The now infamous Section 18C of the Australian Racial Discrimination Act enshrines the loss of freedom of speech by making it an offence to offend anyone. That word offend is the odious word, which means you may be liable even if you unwittingly offend someone, and that, my friends, is just another way of expressing state control over us and hence the loss of freedom of speech. This offensive, politically correct pressure in society is there at every turn and is ruining Australia and our laconic way of life, where expression of a view at a public barbecue may be against the law. For goodness sake, the barbecue is where we Aussies find solutions for most of the world's problems. My good friend Major Bernie Gaynor is fighting for his family and his right to free expression in the courts as we speak. It's costing a fortune he doesn't have and may well lose his home to pay the legal bills. He has committed no crime and is just a victim of the dullard Sharia-like laws governing his right to speak about the lewd conduct of the Australian Army towards transvestites and homosexuals marching in uniform in Sydney's gay and lesbian Mardi Gras. In my book, he is a hero, and represents many of us that feel lost in the obscurity of insane laws and lost freedom of speech. At every turn, we are descending into the abyss of Big Brother and the loss of liberty. The United States Constitution guarantees liberty and free speech, but in our Constitution, there is not a mention of it. And that, my friends, is why the minority and the tribe of political correctness reign supreme. We the people must guard against this insidious drift towards socialism and the regressive laws of Egypt. Peter Grester has felt their wrath and found himself without any rights. Is this what we want for our grandchildren? Is this what we want for Australia? And if not, we of the grey hair must act. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.